This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, DJS. Dustin out here in Forestdale. Love you guys' show, and I always think it's fantastic.
You're listening to the Dave Glover Show.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 5 p.m. Man, it's gorgeous out there. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Why are you oofing? Why are you oofing?
I'm actually oofing because I was wearing latex gloves to prepare our game, and I'm getting really bad dry skin on my hands, and it's kind of burning.
Oh, I thought you were oofing because of the smell.
Well, that's,
do I smell something?
That too, yes. You definitely smell something.
The latest Zimmerman Glover production is Truth or Braunschweiger.
Oh, no! No!
I think that.
I knew that's what the smell was.
Sue, are,
no.
are you now happy that you're working from you home?
Know, oh, Tony, I am so sorry. This is a travesty.
I knew that's what that smell was.
So you gotta eat it too.
Sue, it stinks in here.
Well,
of course it does.
It's not just Braunschweiger, because I didn't think that was fair, because Dave loves Braunschweiger.
Love it.
He loves it.
He loves it.
So we also have Spam.
Yeah, that's not bad. You should have gotten head cheese to make him eat that.
Ooh, good one.
And yeah. We got Dave's greatest fear, which is deviled ham.
Oh, made by the devil.
Is there anything good in there?
No.
So no matter what we're going to put in our mouth, it's going to be gross.
Yep.
This is a bad game.
So, Sue, there's like a dozen little paper cups in here with little paper plates over them. So you can't see inside, and I guess, we just have to randomly...
So here's the way it's going to work.
...put this junk in our mouth.
It's a sad day when the ham is appealing.
It's 50-50. You don't get a choice. Rach, you have like a little thing over there, right?
I have a coin
Tony.
Flipper.
She has a little coin flipper.
Oh.
And so, oh man, Tony's bent over. Taliban looks really, really upset.
Oh, I'm calling Aunt Ruth.
And so you'll either get a truth... And you get to answer your question, or you're going to get a dare, and you have to pick a Dixie cup and eat what's in it.
And if you don't.
So if we
don't,
get a,
you're off
so
the show.
If we roll a you're truth.
You're going to get settled.
If we roll a truth.
I'll take it.
You can, yeah.
If you roll a truth, you get
what
to answer
what if I give you
truth?
My haunches?
What if I present?
So if we roll a truth.
You're fine.
Somebody's going to you're just going to
yeah, she's got questions.
We have questions that will be drawn at random. None of them are too embarrassing. Let's just say you're hoping for a truth. Now, they're not the easiest questions in the world. They're head scratchers. But you either get to answer one of these or eat the Braunschweiger. Or Spam or deviled ham.
But if you get Spam. But if you get a dare, you have to eat the
yes.
Disgusting.
So we're going to call it heads are dares, tails are truths.
Okay.
Woo.
So I would also like to say I did prepare the food. I washed my hands and then put on latex gloves and then washed the gloves.
That's not the thing we're concerned
about. I know, but then as I was doing it, I'm like, wait, I'm playing too. Why did I come up with this game? But we're going to see how it goes.
I'll go first.
Okay, Dave's going first.
Okay.
Tony's going to be brave.
Take it. Yeah. Take it, Tone. Take it.
All right, we're flipping the coin. Tails.
Which one is the truth?
Oh,
God.
Goodness.
Here's the
Listen,
question.
You can ask me anything you want.
Do you love Braunschweiger?
Oh, I picked the stupidest one.
Ask any question you want.
This is not an indication of every...
If you keep me away from the Braun Swagger, I'll answer anything.
Yeah, no, that's how I feel, too.
This is not an indication of the rest of the truths. This was a dumb one I threw in at the end.
Okay.
Who on the show has your favorite smile?
Dave Glover.
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, it is true.
I mean, what did
all right,
I want
that's
the
that's by far the most touchy-feely one.
The truth is the truth.
Dave, you want to go next?
Actually, that's the only question that there is in there.
The
yes,
end.
I will go.
All right,
what is
we're
your
flipping
favorite
the coin.
Thing about Dave.
Heads. Dave gets to eat.
Okay.
A mystery meat. Now he d- we have the meats in Dixie cups, and then there's tiny paper plates atop
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you cannot see. What
and
you're
you
getting.
Can't shake them around. You pick one.
So
you pick one.
How many?
You don't have to do this, Dave.
Do you say it's literally 50-50, like half it. The cups are Braun Swagger?
Four are Braun Swagger, four are Deviled Ham, and four are Spam. And here are spoons
I don't think
if you would
I'm,
like
I'm not
one,
too
Dave.
Afraid of the Spam.
I
spam
think they all
fine.
Looked horrible whenever yeah. I was preparing it.
So,
all right, he's
hold on,
flipping
hold on.
It.
Are you allowed to look at it, or do you just got to go whop?
You got to go, okay. go whop. Got to go whop.
No, they said you can look at it. Please be Braun Swagger. Please be Braun Swagger. Be one last Braun Swagger.
It's not Braun. That's got to be the Spam.
Oh. So sorry, Tony.
One less Spam.
Off-putting at best.
It's hickory flavored.
Hickory is wood.
Off-putting.
It just tastes like raw pork.
When there's Braun Swagger in there.
Are you supposed to cook it? I don't know.
When there's Braun Swagger in there.
You can eat Spam raw, right?
Yes.
Sue says yes.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right.
Sue, why did you say yes?
Yeah, are we just all taking Sue's word on that?
Yes, of course you have to eat it all, Dave. That's why they're in bite-sized portions.
It's been
I'm not promising I'm
going to
eat
that's
the whole
everyone has to take
cup.
At least a bite-sies.
I will take a bite-sies.
Dave, you took the smallest bite ever. You needed to finish it.
What do you mean you took the smallest bite ever? I ate it all.
No, the first one you were like...
I'm on Dave's side here. I'm not going against Dave on this one. We should all take bite-sies. And then vomit, and then we can throw the cup away.
Bam. I just ate it all.
I'm on your. I'm taking. I'm all the way backing you up on this one.
There is no such thing as raw Spam. It's been cooked before it gets tinned.
Yep,
that was cooked.
Hickory smoked, baby.
Cooked from what? What's
Andrew.
The uncooked?
Andrew,
oh, no,
we're flipping
don't.
The coin.
Oh, man, I wish you would have gotten a Braun Swagger because there'd be more Spam in there.
Andrew got tails. He gets a truth.
I see where you're going.
I can't believe I want the Spam so
I know.
Bad.
My heart is pounding. I've never had any of these meats before, so
he got
my
a
heart
truth?
Is literally pounding.
He got
pounding.
A truth.
Oh! I know.
All right, what do you got?
Sue, I'm going to get Braun Swagger next. You know
oh,
I
hope not, Tony.
You know
oh.
I am, Sue!
I know it!
Andrew, what illegal thing have you done recently?
Oh, boy. I have been running a lot of red lights.
Wow.
There's no one out on the roads.
You're like Chuck Heston in Omega Man.
Now, I won't just, I'm not, if it's solid red, I won't blow through it. But if it turns red
anywhere
as I'm approaching
near.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it turns red as I'm approaching it, normally I would do every effort to stop. I've just been
I'm
going
right
to throw
up right now.
All right,
I'm
my
just
turn.
Just thinking about it.
Come on,
oh,
truth.
Do you want us to flip your coin?
I did get a truth, if you can believe it. You want me to
we
flip
don't.
It again?
I think one of us should flip your coin.
Yeah, Tony, you flip it.
All right, come over here and flip it then.
Well, you just have it on a website, right?
Yeah, go to, just coin. Like Google Coin Toss.
Yeah.
She's on the website called
Rachel, have you ever eaten Braun Swagger?
I've here, only eaten deviled ham out of all of
heads.
Okay, all right.
It
all right.
Came up as heads.
Tony,
what's that?
Oh, that's
it is
the meats.
Yeah.
Come on, deviled ham.
Is the deviled ham cooked? That's cooked, right? You can eat that. Okay.
Okay, I think I did get the deviled ham.
Yeah, you're the one who put them down
but
there.
Tony, they were covered.
She's the one that put them there. She knows where the good
I
ones
didn't
are.
Bring
and
them
she
in.
Has a photographic
oh.
memory.
Oh.
Shut up.
She's always bragging about it. She always remembers her meats.
Here,
I got
Dave
the
Glover
M&Ms.
Thing.
She said, I can
happen.
Smell ham from a mile away. She said that.
I got the M&Ms.
As you can see, they are covered, and I... Yeah, you saw me taking them in. They were all
I
askew.
Would, if I was setting them down, I would have known exactly where.
She took that plate off like prime rib.
It smells like my cat's food.
Are you sure that's the ham? That looks like Spam again.
The ham and the Spam look exactly alike.
The ham and the Spam.
They look exactly the like, but the
can you say
the ham is more crumbly.
Can you say the ham and the Spam look exactly alike as a witch?
The ham and the Spam look exactly alike. That was bad.
She's like, wow, barbecued chicken. I cannot believe I picked the barbecued chicken cup.
I have
Oh, I got cheesecake from Capital Grill.
I'd like to.
How is it?
It's not terrible.
Can you show me?
It looks that's just the like ham? The spam. It looks,
that's
it?
The ham. That's the ham.
That's the ham.
Yeah, no, that looks like the thing when Mark before. Opened this it up and it. Made me like okay. drink it out of the stupid.
Okay. I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I am eating peanut M&Ms again. I haven't Whoa. Had I haven't
no
had peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
In
Thank you for sharing that with
a
us.
Year.
Why?
And I've been because
keto.
It's, you know, because they are the antithesis of Atkins.
Oh. Yeah, but I've seen you go off hard.
Even when I've but I've been afraid to
so
go.
So that's like your vodka.
Yeah, I've been afraid to go to that level because I didn't want to just go
yeah.
back on the wagon, but I have been.
Are you telling us the story right now so
been,
you can not eat
yeah,
French
I'm trying
wagon?
To stall.
Okay.
I'm stalling.
Okay.
Have you had the Atkins peanut M&Ms?
Yes.
You don't like them? I think they're great.
Tony's like,
they're
hey,
good.
Everyone, I have a really important story, and it's yeah. really, really long.
It's really long. All right. Flip the
I was
one.
Born. And
flip it.
Oh. I just flipped the switch. Here we go.
Here we go, Sue. Here
you
comes
got a head.
Head.
Got a head.
Oh.
Come on, Tony.
Oh, Tony.
Come on, Schwager. Oh.
Come on, Tony.
Snip first,
Here's
Tony.
A spoon
Snip
over here
first.
If you want one.
Come on, Schwag.
Now, I've never had these foods before. I could be allergic to these. So
shut
I don't
up.
Think I should eat it.
Just shut up.
Sue, he cannot smell them first because they are all covered with paper plates.
And they all smell
oh,
the
okay.
same.
Oh, okay.
It's a blind test. What'd you get?
Okay.
Schwager?
No, no, please,
Hold
no,
on.
Please.
Not only did I get Braun Schwager, this whole, it's a bite size. This
That's
is
a...
the entire slice.
Woo! It's half.
What?
It's half a
no.
slice. That's half.
That's way more than what you guys have been
nice.
Eating. Way
like,
more.
Nice.
Like the whole slice of bologna.
You guys, I did Braun Schweiger last. I was
Sue.
Rushing. Just eat
oh,
half of it.
Tony.
Just eat half of it.
It's three
what
bites
happened?
At the...
When it's, when it's Clemmer's term, it's like, eat it all, puss.
It's three big bites at minimum.
That's why you get paid the big bucks, Dave.
This is so horrible.
Sue.
Oh, Tony.
He
just
hasn't
eat half
even eaten it yet.
Hold on, let me get my drink.
Yeah, you're going to need that.
Let me get my drink.
Hold your nose.
I can't. Hold
Think
on.
Think of
just...
something delicious.
Tony's going to swallow
hold
a match.
Hold your wiener.
Don't do that.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't say it. Oh.
He's on the ground.
Of course he is. He's eating liver.
You can
he's
do
gonna,
it?
He's going to puke.
Oh, don't puke.
Oh, my God. Look at his face.
Oh.
Oh, he just turned into Patricia Arquette. Oh, my God. Oh,
here, Tony. Monster.
Nope, nope. He doesn't need it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We're
what
all so
happened?
Proud of you, Tony.
He's
going to
he's
throw up.
He's going to barf. He's
Don't
gonna,
do it, Tony.
He's
going to
hork.
If he throws up,
fine.
Do we all get to quarantine?
Oh, God. Just drink the drink.
Okay, now just finish the cup.
Just a few more bites.
Just a few more bites to go. If you throw up Braun Schweiger, I'm gonna broadcast from home tomorrow.
I'm not eating any more of it.
Okay, that's nope. fine. Oh. You tried your best.
Oh.
Oh God.
Woof.
All right.
Talk us through it.
Yeah, tell us how you're feeling.
Now, is that your first Braun Schweiger?
I can hear how he's feeling.
I can feel it in my nose. Like, I can taste it in my nose. That is so gross.
Somebody get him something. It's a, you know, a chaser.
Thanks, Sue.
Shut up, Sue.
Come on.
Sue,
you're sitting
all
at home in your...
Oh, I can
pantaloons.
I can
Sue's
smell
drinking
it.
Tea with her
I can
dog.
Smell it. It's inside me now.
She's like, someone help
Sue's
him.
Sue's in a tankini laying out in the sun.
It's inside me.
Somebody get him a sucker.
Well, that's awful.
Okay, flip a coin for
right.
somebody else.
Dave's turn, and we're flipping, and Dave got another heads.
All right.
Oh, God.
Is anyone checking her?
I got the brown.
I can see it.
Although I can't really see the.
And Tony's flipping for me.
Yeah.
She's
I wasn't,
not a cheater. She's
I
not
wasn't
a cheater.
Nervous before everybody started eating the meats and vomiting, and now I'm extremely nervous.
What'd you get?
What'd you get?
Oh, I got spam.
Schwag. He loves the schwag.
Oh, you did get swag.
Is it schwag or schwag?
This is.
It's.
Ew, it looks so disgusting.
Southwack Santa Elementary.
That
looks
have you
like
two ever even had it?
I've never had it. I've never had any of those meats.
Well, two of the four are now gone.
I just need some White bread and Miracle Whip.
I think there's only two Braunschweigers left. I think these two should just have them because they never have had it.
That's not how the game is played.
I'm proud. I'm proud of Dave.
We could change the game.
We can't. The game is in motion.
Oh, we could change the game.
You can't make your sacrifices for nothing,
Tony.
Tony,
you want to finish this?
No.
All right.
My turn.
God, it's so bad.
All right. Andrew, we're flipping the coin.
My stomach.
He got another heads.
Wait, the bad one?
That's the meats.
Yeah, that's the meats, my friend.
Go get a meat.
All right, everyone else.
That's the meats, my friend.
Everyone else is taking a
If you guys are just tuning in, we're playing Truth or Braunschweiger. So far, Tony has eaten his. Now, that was your first Braunschweiger, right?
Oh, and no, not for in 30 years, yeah.
Andrew's doing eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And he's saying a prayer and casting a spell.
It was so much. It was so much.
What'd you get?
I have no idea.
You didn't get Braunschweiger.
Didn't get Braunschweiger.
Oh.
That's probably Spam.
Okay.
A spoon?
Yeah, please.
Can I see it?
Here you go.
Spam is totally acceptable.
Yeah, I think that's Spam. I don't mind the Spam.
Oh, God.
Listen, after the game,
he's trying.
I think these two have to try their first ever Braunschweiger.
Okay.
Well, Andrew just took that down like a Everclear shot.
Is it for you?
That was okay.
Yes.
Andrew has his dad's robe belt around his head, and you look like the worst Rastafarian ever.
I was going for John McClane.
I was thinking like...
breakfast John McClane.
Rambo's unsuccessful brother.
Right?
All right, here we go.
Rambo.
You look like Delbert Marley.
Rambo.
All right, Andrew, look and make sure that he's...
Yep, here goes Rachel.
Not just giving me the Schwager. Truth?
It's spinning tails.
Yes!
Truth. Oh, Rachel dodged the bullet.
This coin is weird. It's like a Greek
All right,
drachma.
My truth is, what is the silliest, most embarrassing thing you've had an emotional attachment to? Most embarrassing.
Dave, smile.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
This show.
These
has
cups
given
of
me everything.
These cups of deviled ham.
Silliest and most embarrassing thing that you've had at a moment.
If you can't answer in 3 seconds, you gotta eat meat.
Okay, fine. I get really attached to things like, I mean, I've talked about this on the show whenever we were talking about Trash Car. I get emotionally attached to the very dumbest of things. I've been attached to mugs, and I feel like coffee mugs, and I feel like if I get rid of them, Dave.
They have a soul.
I'm letting go of a part of myself. Much like a young man.
You're trashing.
Who doesn't want to go to
the bathroom.
Trashing
them like a memory if you gave it.
Yes,
if it was like a gift.
And they're going to be upset that I let go of them. What? What's your problem?
What makes think I have a problem?
He's mad you didn't have to
sighing
eat
sighing into the mic and looking incredibly angry.
No. That was equal to you eating Braunschweiger. That was
He's
great.
He's mad there's still deviled ham on the table.
I
did not like that Spam. Oh, I like the swagger. I'm okay with Braunschweiger.
If what I had was Spam, it was not as bad. It was just like really gross bologna.
Yeah, that's accurate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey guys, this is Tim Cheldwick, the Thinking Woodsman, and I've been an avid listener since almost the very beginning, and I really appreciate the fact that you guys are continuing on despite the circumstances. And now, back to Scott and Forrest and more astonishing... Wait, that's not the show? What show is this? DGS? Or DGS? What does that stand for? I don't know. Some guy said they'd give me a bottle of Smart Mouth if I record this, so I figured I'd do it.
You're listening to The Dave Glover Show.
Welcome back, guys. 5:30 on the dot. So Rachel and I came up with this game, about an hour ago. We wanted to play, so it's a slumber party today. We're wearing our sleepy time stuff. Rachel's wearing a onesie with penguins on it and a hood. Taliban is wearing his pajamas with his dad's robe. Now the belt's tied around his head. I'm wearing my Wee Willy Winky, looking like Ebenezer Scrooge. And Tony is wearing his daughter's stank-ass robe, which she was like, listen, you can wear it, but you got to wash it afterwards.
Obviously was not washed ahead of time.
So we wanted to play like a slumber party game, which is truth or dare, but that'd be kind of weird. So we're playing truth or Braunschweiger. And so we went to the store earlier, and we bought deviled ham, Spam, and Braunschweiger. So far, I've had the Spam, which I hated, and the Braunschweiger, which I love. Andrew's had...
I think I had the Spam.
The Spam. Tony had Braunschweiger, and honestly, how close were you to throwing up?
As close as you can be without it happening.
And Rachel had to divulge a story about how it's hard for her to give up mugs.
Yeah, y'all had... Tony had to answer who had the best smile.
That's true.
I had to eat Braunschweiger, Rachel.
I had to eat deviled ham.
Nothing is worse than Braunschweiger.
Yeah, I'm not feeling
I'll tell you this. You. When the robe belt goes around the head, you know it's after 10 p.m.
You're afraid.
You know that you... I know I should be afraid. In bed at this point. Yeah,
it's my turn, right?
I believe so, because right, I was go. The last to go. All right, let's flip this. Tails.
Oh, thank God.
Truth. Phew.
Oh, man. God.
All right. We've drawn a truth. What does it say? Would you? What a terrible time for this question. Would you quit the show right now for $1 million?
Yes, I would.
He would pay it.
I would be a ghost.
Rachel said, "Would you quit the show right now?" And Tony said, "Yes."
I'm gone.
It seemed like an edgy question at like 11 a.m.
Would you quit the show for one? Yes.
Is it me?
It's Dave. Right. We're flipping. All right, cross your fingers. Truth.
Yeah, I feel like Dave can't really lose because he likes the Braunschweiger, but and that's the bomb.
He's afraid of the deviled ham.
Yeah, I am.
He's using up a lot of truth. I feel like I'm going to get heads again.
Besides adult content, let's get that out of the way. What's the weirdest thing on your browser history right now?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Besides adult content.
Dave reviewed the question, so I don't know why he's acting so shocked.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. So you pretended to read them.
Yeah, I looked over your shoulder.
Are you looking at your browser history?
All I did was type all work and no play. And he's like, looks great. Looks really good.
Checking your browser history.
Yeah, I mean.
She just wrote kill Dave Glover over and over again. And he's
I know there's interesting stuff, but I can't think of anything interesting.
What's a weird thing you looked at online recently that you were like, man, it would be a hard thing to explain if someone just happened upon me reading about this?
A lot of Bigfoot content.
I mean, there was the Amish clown fisting.
That's adult.
Besides adult content.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's adult.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I would think so. I would think that falls
I thought clowns made it kid-like.
Yeah, no, I think that falls into the...
Clowns make it cute.
I don't know. I got nothing. Give me another one or I'll eat meat. I don't have anything interesting.
You two vote because it's your truths that are going to waste.
Huh?
Do you want him to do another question or do you want to have him eat a mystery meat?
No, mine doesn't have anything to do. It's all random.
But like,
oh, you
want
me to flip it again?
No, mm-hmm. I'm just saying I don't have anything interesting or funny to answer to
ask
that.
Ask a different question.
So either I'll answer one or I'll eat meat.
Yeah, that's why I was asking them.
So
which one
do
you want me to do?
I'm hesitant to vote against Dave because it'll come back to bite me in the ass in a different game.
If there's plenty of questions, just ask him a different question.
There's like 10 more questions.
Yeah, ask me another.
All right, yeah, questions.
And if I can't answer this, I'll eat meat.
There you go.
Dave, do you talk to yourself in front of the mirror? And if so, what kind of things do you talk about?
I do not talk to myself in front of the mirror, but I talk to myself constantly. If I am alone, I am talking to myself, and I'm talking through everything. Everything from my stand-up routine to what's on the show today to personal problems to everything. I'm a huge, huge talk-to-myself person and borderline schizophrenic because I have a true committee of people in my mind, and the people on the committee change. Like currently I have Humphrey Bogart, Steve McQueen, John Wayne, and a chef named Scott Conant, who's I like a lot from Chopped. And I'll talk to them, and they'll give me advice.
Huh.
And like John Wayne will be like, well, seems to me. And then Steve McQueen's like, look, dude. So
am I ever on the committee? You ever seeking out my opinion?
I'm glad we asked another question.
All right, Andrew's turn. After we just found out that our boss is weird as hell. Flipping the coin. He gets a truth.
Oh, thank God.
Damn it.
Oh, thank God.
All right. Okay. If someone on the show had body odor, would you tell them?
No.
And how would you tell? Oh, no?
Okay. No, I wouldn't.
No, that's pretty simple and easy.
Yeah, sorry. I would just...
You would just let them be stinky?
Oh, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, we mostly only see each other throughout the day, especially now. So it's like, if one of you is stinking, I'm not going to be like, hey, just so you know, I hate the way you smell.
Have you ever heard encountered a coworker with BO?
I have.
Are they in this room?
No.
Okay.
They are most definitely. If you're within a mile and a half.
Think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
If you're within a mile and a half of them, you know that they're there.
Gotcha. Okay, but do you think any of us at any point should say, hey, man or woman?
If it's an everyday problem.
I think we're all thinking of the same person
and no one ever said anything.
Yeah. I would say it to Dave and Andrew, but I would not say it to you, Rachel.
If it was
If
it was an everyday problem and it got to the point where like one of us stinks and like the other ones are talking about it, then I think it would be okay to figure out a way. Like, we got to let.
You'd walk in like, just so you know, we're all gossiping about how much you stink.
Just so you know, we all hate it. But if it's like one day.
Rachel, just so you know, Kathy Edelman and Steve Moore were that they're talking about.
We've all forgotten to put on deodorant or whatever when you're running out of the house.
All of us.
Dave's committee.
I promise you that has never happened.
Scott Conant keeps me from doing that.
It has happened to me once or twice in my life, and what I'm saying is, if you stink once, I'm not telling you. If you stink every day for weeks, then maybe, you know, I will bring it up. But
okay,
nah, if it's one day, you let it slide.
Right. I feel like if I say it to a female coworker, it's some kind of HR issue.
Tony, I have never seen you look at him.
I know.
He's nervous. His body language is messed up.
You look so screwed up.
He never looks like this either. Like, this is so.
First of all, you look like you weigh 70 pounds, and your hands look like a bunch of bananas. They look so big compared to your body. I don't know how you shrunk.
You are a foot shorter than you normally
you
are.
You are.
It's his kryptonite.
I'm rarely rattled.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is very unlike you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Tony, flip for me.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, it's your turn. That's a Tony me.
He is on edge.
Heads.
Oh, the meats. Here I go.
Here she goes.
Look, Tony, you pick for me.
Okay.
And one wrong. Closest to you right there.
This one?
Yep.
Oh, it's a...
It's deviled ham, but it's a lot.
You just emptied the can.
It's a
lot. Whatever's left.
Woof.
Woof.
So you've had two deviled hams.
Yep.
But no Braunschweiger.
I think I would rather eat the spam than the ham, to be honest.
I kind of want to taste the ham.
The ham looks gross.
You want the rush?
Yeah.
The ham looks gross to me.
Dave, no, Corona. There's some in the kitchen.
Okay. I'll be right back.
You two are eating Braunschweiger before this day is over.
I'm not eating nothing.
It's just hard to...
I will always be hungry.
It looks like a bad texture.
I'm telling you guys, it smells exactly like Lucy's food.
It looks wet.
It's very wet. It's very wet.
Ugh.
It's just like, imagine if ham was tuna.
Somehow that made perfect sense.
Honestly, when Mark made me almost drink the can or whatever, I thought that same thing. I thought this is like tuna. I thought it was fish. And he's like, no, it's ham. And I'm like, no, this is...
It's a great story.
Well, when you look at me like that.
You're like modern day Burl Ives.
Flip the coin.
You should have a storytelling podcast.
I'll do a fireside chat.
I had to get the rest of the ham down, Tony. All right, we're flipping for Tony Colombo. Let's
hope
for truth.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Truth.
Meat.
Truth.
Oh, come on.
Listen, guys, I already paid.
I already paid the price.
More than any of you.
He did.
Shut up, Sue.
So far.
I already paid the price. I already gave you
Can you hear Thomas?
Yeah, she's the, She's
eating a banana split, and she's like, "Why?
I already gave you your show. You got your show.
Sue's drinking chocolate syrup out of the bottle. Like, you need to take care of Tony.
We all got what we wanted. Tony ate Braunschweiger.
All right, you ready for your truth?
Yeah.
He gets yet another money question.
Okay.
Tony, would you trade your sibling, Mike Colombo, for $10 million?
Oh, my God.
I would not. No. I would.
Aww,
you lying sack of crap.
That's a lie.
My brother is a fine man.
You could do it and he wouldn't even know it. He's so dumb.
My brother is a fine man and a smart man, and I would not trade him for any dollar amount.
All right, Dave.
I trade mine for
Is it me again?
$10.
It's you again.
All right.
Let's flip.
Flip the flip.
He got a head.
That a meat?
It's a meat.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Come get yourself a meat. There's
so
only
so for him the bad thing is the deviled
six
ham,
left.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm gonna leave him alone. He's feeling nauseous.
Yeah.
We've went through half of the meats. There's only six left. We started with 12.
I'm not sure there's any deviled ham left. Is there?
What you got, Dave?
Did you get deviled ham?
There's four deviled hams.
Spam again.
Are you sure? Let me see it.
Spam a lot.
Yeah, it looks like the spam.
I wish you would stop taking the spam.
Yeah, it's the spam. You got a little tiny piece.
How many brown is left? How many cups have the
Dave?
Two.
You did. It's a small piece.
There's only five.
I'm stating a fact.
There's only five cups left, and two of them have Braunschweiger in them.
Ooh. We're getting down to
the nitty and the gritty.
The nitty and the gritty. All right, Andrew's turn.
Spam sucks.
It smells so bad
in here. It's hickory smoked.
Mm. It's better than Braunschweiger.
It smells so bad in here, Sue.
Shut up,
Oh,
Sue.
I don't doubt it. I'm going to get a cookie. And listen to more.
I feel like I'm in Shirley Jackson's The Lottery.
The hell is Shirley Jackson?
The author!
Andrew got a truth.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God.
Andrew, which member of the show are you secretly envious of and why?
Oh. Okay. I'm
Dave,
because
he's rich. Let's go.
Dave, because he's rich. Sue, because everybody loves her. And Tony, because Tony was able to successfully lose
a bunch of weight
and keep it off. And that's kind
everyone but Rachel.
That's inspiring. Yep. Well, I.
To be fair, Rachel eats a lot of deviled ham. So.
Yeah, I'm envious of Rachel because she keeps getting the ham and not the Braunschweiger.
All right, let's come on, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Flip for me.
Flipping.
I feel like I'm getting meat.
Heads.
It's meat.
Meat.
I'm so sorry.
Pick for me, Tony.
What are the ratios now?
That other one close to you there. Right there by you.
This one?
Yep.
2 out of 5 is Braunschweiger.
I'm so sorry.
2 out of 5 is Braunschweiger.
I'm so upset right now.
Please be Braunschweiger.
Please.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Oh, okay. Now I'm feeling bad.
There is a God.
There is a God. Is right.
Oh, I've eaten a raw egg on the air. Can't be much worse.
Yeah, you.
Oh, Rachel,
that was your own.
I made $80, I think.
$104.
I think it was $104.
It smells.
I pitched in $4.
So terrible.
It's so bad, Rachel.
Let me give you some advice. Here's the key.
Oh,
just say to yourself, it's just liver sausage.
Yeah.
Oh, it's mushy liver
sausage.
I'm
only eating half because Tony only.
Sue, if you're not going to help.
I feel so bad for her right now.
I'm just going to have to get this over with, so.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Why is that a thing?
You can do it.
Why does that exist?
I paid money for that.
Wait a minute.
She likes it.
Oh, no.
You like it?
I don't like it.
Oh, my goodness.
But
you're savoring it.
She's swishing it around. She's like,
She's like a liver sommelier.
Yeah.
Wow.
She has a huge smile on her face, Sue.
She can tell how old this cow was when it died.
I am stunned.
I can't swallow it.
Well, it's because it's a mushy thing of liver.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no! No!
What? Something just turned.
It came out her nose.
Something just turned.
She just found out the cow died of heart failure.
What happened there?
What happened?
Here's the thing.
What?
Oh, I'm crying a little
bit. Go eat. Finish it.
No!
Tony!
You're the one who...
You didn't eat yours!
I wasn't... savoring.
I wasn't savoring it.
Yeah, you were.
It was not. Let's put it this
way. Rachel, what happened?
The taste is not as bad as I thought. The texture made
me
want to die. So whenever I wasn't savoring it. I was trying to figure out how I was going to swallow
it. How about that smell?
The smell is awful. Yeah. It's awful. I never want to eat that ever again. The taste is not that bad. It's the package that is horrible. And then I was
it's in its own natural case.
I was not savoring it. I was not savoring it.
Shut up, Dave.
But I was just trying to figure out, like, okay, get this down, get this down. And then when I tried to do it, it did.
How close?
We were in a battle.
I really thought it was coming out
a
of your
little
nose.
Bit. I did
aspirate it into your lungs.
All right, everybody.
I want to talk about
everybody's
it.
Had Braun Schweiger, but Andrew now.
Okay,
yeah, right,
come on, buddy. Be a part of the team.
Let's go.
Hold on. Let's really go to break. And he'll get it when we come back.
All right. Will not.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey guys, this is Morgan from Little Rock. Just wanted to say thanks for all the laughs and everything and getting me through a lot of long nights while I'm out here on the road running freight. Been listening since 06. Y'all are great.
You're listening to the Dave Glover Show.
Welcome back, guys. A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. It's pajama day. It's Lori's birthday, and we're playing Truth or Braun Schweiger, which has been every bit as good as I thought it would. So we flip a coin, and you either get a truth question or you have to eat a meat. We have three kinds of meat. We have deviled ham, which none of us like. Rach has got it twice. We have Spam, which I've had twice. Gross. We have Braun Schweiger, which I love. Tony and Rach truthfully almost threw up in the studio. So far, Andrew has yet to get the Schweiger.
I've yet to.
And it's your turn, right?
Nope.
I think it's Tony's turn.
Oh, dude.
I pass.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, can me and Tony be done?
I want to.
Yeah.
We eat the Schweig. I had three of the meats.
All I need is for Andrew to eat Braun Schweiger.
That ain't going to cut it.
I know. I was going to say, I was going to create a game here on the fly.
He got $2. That ain't going to cut it.
No, I'll get more money. If it's like, what about $20? You have to guess the coin flip correctly 4 times in a row, and you get the $20.
No, that's almost impossible.
If you don't get it 4 times in a row, you have to eat Braun Schweiger.
No, the odds of guessing a coin flip 4 times in a row is like 1 in
okay, I'll put in 20.
Three
so it's 40.
Yeah, there you go.
And you have to do it 3 times.
There you
go. It's still like 1 in 50,000.
Twice. It's a good deal.
$40
once,
twice.
$40.
Once for 100.
Not once. Not 50-50.
Look, dude, I can make eat Braun Schweiger.
Not 50-50.
I'm just saying, we're making a game here.
Let's put that Braun Schweiger on a chalupa, and he's getting it down.
$40 three times.
You know what? You give me a Taco Bell chalupa, you take the meat off, you put the Braun Schweiger on, I'll eat it. I'll eat that.
How about 100%. This?
I'll eat that for free.
I will buy your lunch every day next week if you just eat the Braun Schweiger.
There we go.
How much do I have to eat?
Just you got to eat the whole
A whole spoon.
Cup. I feel
don't
like he's
it.
Gonna throw up, though. I'm scared.
Find it.
I don't want it found. I'm not eating it. I'm not doing the game. So.
What is that?
Let me see.
What like the hell? Rain.
That's the deviled ham, which I had two heaping portions of, along with Braun Schweiger.
Hey, you guys.
My own game
I have
is
an
punishing
idea.
Me.
I have an idea. Let's stop stalling Tony's turn.
I passed. Didn't you hear me?
Come on, dude. I'll buy your lunch every day next week.
Hasn't tried
here we go.
It.
Give me a spoon.
You've never had it in your life.
You might love it.
Yeah.
You're weird.
Come on, you're John McClane. You can do it.
Take it by the haunches, like an unruly dog.
Just eat half of it like me and Tony did.
Settle that thing.
This doesn't smell that bad.
Put that thing in settlement.
You're going to have to really chew it before you swallow it.
Here we go. Here we go. First ever, right? First bite ever of Braun Schweiger.
Did he get much?
I'm scared that he's going to.
Hold on. What was that? What is that? What are you doing?
It's Pud Liquor.
Well,
he's possessed
he got
by Pud Liquor.
Already.
Yep.
He's going back for more.
Yeah, finish it. Do it.
This is incredible. Do
you like it.
It.
You like it, don't you?
Don't savor it for 1 second because it'll turn.
No, savor it.
Why are you drinking that with a straw?
He's been drinking. He does that.
His bottled soda with a straw. Like,
I don't think
all
that's a Corona thing, though. I think that's a thing that he does.
No, I like straws.
He likes straws.
So
how was it?
He just threw his head back like Vivian Lee.
Now.
Oh, Rhett.
Is it bad? Yes and no.
No, what's the no?
It's really
what is
the
no?
I didn't hate it. It's not that bad. It's really not that bad. It does turn. Like Rachel said,
turn.
It was fun, and
I
laughed.
You don't let that hang around too long.
I laughed because the millisecond that she said, don't, like, it'll turn.
Don't save her.
It
Tony,
turned.
If I were to send you and Christine to Capitol Grill, could you eat another one?
No.
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 Sue.
He can't. He cannot. I speak for my client.
When Sue's back in the studio, she's eating a whole batch of brown sugar.
Not going to happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.